I'm Joe Palca reporting. Tensions in North and South Korea. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has placed his military on high alert and declared a quasi-state of war in frontline areas after North and South Korea exchanged artillery fire near the border. Pyongyang has made similar declarations in the past. Korea analyst Daniel Pinkston with the International Crisis Group in Seoul says neither side feels it can back down, but neither side wants war.
I think that both sides want to avoid a high-intensity conflict, but nevertheless, there's a possibility of miscalculation and inadvertent escalation.
The tensions come amid ongoing annual joint U.S. and South Korean military exercises, which North Korea condemns as preparation for war. Ceremonies were held today at the Bangkok shrine hit by this week's bombing, which left 22 dead. Authorities have stepped up security patrols at tourist sites and other areas across the Thai capital city, though investigators appear to have made few solid leads into who conducted the attack and why. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter says Turkey needs to do more to fight Islamic State as well as control its borders. He also said Turkey has agreed in principle to join the U.S.-led airstrikes against the militants.
We need them also as a neighbor to this conflict zone, as a longtime NATO ally and a responsible member of the anti-ISIL coalition, to control the border, the long border that they have with both Syria and Iraq.
Islamic State fighters and equipment have been able to cross into Iraq and Syria from Turkey. This is VOA News. A South Sudanese journalist has been shot dead days after President Salva Kiir threatened to kill reporters who, in his words, work against the country. Unidentified gunmen killed Peter Moy of the New Nation newspaper near the paper's offices in Juba. Colleagues say it appeared to be a targeted attack. The U.S. Defense State Department called on Juba to expeditiously and thoroughly investigate the incident. Yukaya Amano, the head of the U.N. Nuclear Agency, has downplayed a media report that its agency will allow Iran to carry out its own nuclear inspections as part of a multilateral accord reached last month in Vienna. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby.
We have full confidence in the IAEA and in the inspection regimen that they will establish and set up to make sure that Iran cannot achieve nuclear weapons capability. We're very comfortable with the arrangements.
Now, this comes just weeks before the U.S. Congress votes on whether to reject a nuclear monitoring accord reached between Iran and the five permanent member states of the U.N. Security Council plus Germany. Far-left members of Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras' ruling party have broken off to form their own party after unsuccessfully trying to block passage of a $95 billion bailout package from the European Central Bank. The 25 lawmakers announced today they will create the Popular Unity Party, becoming the third largest party in Greece's 300-seat parliament. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter says medical tests reveal he has melanoma, a form of cancer. Speaking Thursday, Mr. Carter said the disease has spread from his liver to his brain.
But I was surprisingly at ease. You know, I've had a wonderful life. I've had thousands of friends, and I've had an exciting and adventurous and gratifying existence.
President Carter says he's still planning to teach Sunday school this weekend at his church in his hometown of Plains, Georgia, like he's done almost every Sunday since he left office as president in 1981. Two of the leading 2016 U.S. Republican presidential contenders, real estate mogul Donald Trump and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, are taunting each other five months before the country's first party primary election. Mr. Trump and Governor Bush held dueling town hall rallies with voters just a few kilometers apart this week in the state of New Hampshire, where Republicans will vote in February. Early political surveys of Republicans have shown Mr. Trump in the lead nationally and among party members in the states with the first 2016 Republican contests. And U.S. weather experts say this past July was the hottest month ever recorded, and that 2015 will almost certainly break a record for the warmest year. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Coming up on The Voice of America, English teaching and learning English.